Washington Governor Jay Inslee is proposing a 20% increase in state spending over the next 2 years. To help pay the tab, he's proposing new and higher taxes. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
At a news conference to unveil his two-year budget proposal, Governor Jay Inslee stood next to a poster that listed his priorities, among them green energy, statewide broadband, and homelessness.
So we're here to talk about those investments in our deliberate plan to make our future brighter even than our past.
Inslee is proposing a $10 billion increase in the state budget over the next 2 years. More than half of that increase, Inslee says, is to maintain services at current levels and continue to make good on the McCleary school funding lawsuit.
McCleary is now the bow wave that is hitting our budget, and we are not going to back up from our obligation to our children.
After that, Inslee's budget funds new state employee collective bargaining agreements and a costly shift of public school employees into the state employee health care system. Then come increases in things like mental health and child welfare, not to mention the governor's initiatives to combat climate change and save endangered orcas.
And this budget is asking Washingtonians to decide we care enough about our children and our future and our clean air and water to make investments to maintain those things.
To that end, Inslee is once again proposing a capital gains tax on high-income earners, as well as a boost in the business and occupation tax on professional services. Republicans say there's no need for new and higher taxes and accuse Inslee of going on an extreme spending spree. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.